Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, J.P. Connolly and Reno Collier, right after this.
Gee, I sure wish I were a woman, but I can't afford one of those expensive operations.
How many times have you said that? You can dress like a woman and act like a woman, but that package you're carrying around in your briefs gives you away every single time. Well, now, thanks to Frigamall Industries, your troubles are over. Frigamall has taken a good idea one step further. Sir, have you seen the commercial for the famous NADS hair removal system?
Sure.
Good. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll simply spread on a little paste right here on your amazingly hairy chest.
Huh?
And then instantly pull this patch of hair off your body.
Let her rip.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Hey, boy, that stuff sure took the hair right off. And now my legs, chest, and ass are all looking great.
Frigamall has used the same NADS system in the creation of our new product, Gonads. Simply spread a little paste on your testicles, let it sit for a few moments to work its magic. And then...
here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked! They're gone!
Yes, Gonads instantly removes unwanted male genitalia with only minor discomfort. Gonads! Pick some up today in the ball removal section of your pharmacy.
No!
Ouch!
Can I hear the middle part where you say, hey, they're gone, one more time? I'd like to hear that again.
And a burst an artery.
Here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The handsome factor in this room off the charts, wouldn't you say, Christy?
Yes.
See, I got her trained.
Very handsome.
Who would you kiss first? Who would you kiss first?
Ba-boom!
Joshy, you're closest.
Oh.
Or Tom.
Already,
I'm not kissing anybody.
Already, Christy has to go to confession when I said the handsome factor in the room. Okay. Well, we do have some handsome gents in the room.
Yes, we do.
It's kind of a...
all of you are handsome in your own special way.
I know you ruined it.
Now, as you know...
you ruined it for everybody.
Hang on,
you
I'll
just
take
really,
this.
You know,
thank you.
Each of us mentally, we're stacking ourselves going, well, I'm obviously yeah. first, and then when you do that, now it's a participation trophy of handsomeness.
That's right.
Now, we should explain who's
hurt
who.
Hurt anyone's feelings?
The mellifluous voice
well
of
done.
James P. Connolly. James talks kind of like he's the son of Rod Serling. Whenever you say anything, it sounds to me like an episode of The Twilight Zone. Hello, Tom.
Wait, I don't have the kind of breathy sexiness when I address you, but I appreciate that.
No, no, you can hear
it. I do? Okay,
it's,
sorry.
It's bubbling under.
It's bubbling. Oh,
there's the very handsome Ace Cosby.
You're hearing Time to Rock.
Thank you. Oh! He got it in there. He has his own motto, Time to Rock. Chick McGee's.
Let's put some ham on that thing!
No, that's Reno Collier's motto. Let's put some ham on that thing.
Reno gave it to him, I thought. Reno?
Yeah, I liked it.
What are you going to use now, Reno?
I got nothing.
Okay. Still kissing his sister, too, remember? What is it? Oh, and cheese. Add cheese. Cheese and ham.
And then we have Christy Lee, of course, and there's Josh Arnold. Got a letter, Josh.
Oh, yeah? What did I say wrong this time?
Nothing.
Oh.
It just says, Logan writes, me and my son were watching Toy Story the other day and couldn't help but laugh because Josh looks just like Al, the toy barn chicken guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a resemblance there, for sure. Especially when I had the goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, they're very good. Let's see.
I always thought he was modeled after Newman from Seinfeld a little bit, too, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it is Wayne Knight doing the voice.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I got that. There you go.
The first time I ever saw you when you walked in the studio was the first thing I thought
of. I mean, I definitely had the same sort of hairstyle. Yeah.
We did a separated at birth thing.
Yeah.
We did.
I may have been a little bigger than... apparently not. I'm still a fat ass. I mean, I know I'm fat, but
you are not fat.
Your ass is not fat.
That is true.
You're handsome, remember? You're equally handsome to everyone in this room, which is not true. That's what she said.
We all have our own redeeming qualities.
That's right. That's
right. Thank you.
A lot of letters. You can get in touch with us. I got a big stack of stuff here from the Bob and Tom app, which is free. Please check it out, and you can become a windbag. Join the Junior Windbag Society. Send us a critique of something.
Tom, this does bode well for me because Disney's doing all these live action versions.
The
cartoons. If they do a Toy Story 2 live action, I think
you're in.
I've got to be in the top five.
Sure.
Or leave it like a Carnival live show.
Yes!
Small touring company.
Oh, you could do it on
Toy Story
ice.
On
Disney
ice.
On ice.
I could skate out.
Can you skate?
Yeah, you can skate.
I'm marginally...
You're a hockey fan. Come on.
I'm better on skates than you would think.
Okay.
No, you don't know what we're thinking. That's not what I visualize. I'm not going
to
lie.
What's the other part? You'd have to be.
Yeah. You're thinking there's not ice out there thick enough? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Hey, don't owe my own fat joke. It was about me.
Toy Story. There's got to be Toy Story on ice, right? It's got to be.
Probably
there
probably is.
Yeah. No, the Disney Pixar on ice things, which are always great. Yeah, they'll have some of the Toy Story characters in, though. I just saw one. It was terrific.
Woody skates out?
Uh-huh.
No kidding?
They can all skate. They're great. I'd love to get backstage and see how one of those shows works.
Disney?
Do you want to? I don't know.
Do you want to see behind the curtain? There's some guy smoking with the Woody head laying beside him.
Hates knowing tricks, how tricks work.
Yeah, but I find those. I have little kids, so I go to all these things, and I just can't get over how great the people are that do them. The skating is great. And
where do you think all the figure skaters go?
They
got to have a job.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like Cirque du Soleil is full of gymnasts. Where do you think they go?
That's just so sad. You're like the greatest skater in the world. You're also going to be Buzz Lightyear next week on ice.
Right.
But it takes the mask off and it's Tanya Harding.
I believe I can say this to you. A gig is a gig.
That's right.
No, you can't say that to me. Yes. However, there are others in the
room. Said the guy working a bowling alley. Hey, lane four. Cool. I got a punchline coming. It happens.
I worked at Six Flags for a couple summers, and I was Foghorn Leghorn, of course, in the Looney Tunes show. I wasn't one of the bums who walked around the park. And
that's right.
In the show.
Way to separate yourself.
Yes,
from
absolutely.
The bums.
But
there was no audio, though, right?
Right. But there were other people in other shows who were actually, they were not in costume. They would sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got a Disney traveling gig, and everybody, you would have thought they had been cast in the latest Tarantino film.
Oh.
The way everybody's like, oh, dude, you're set. You're set.
Well, great. It's a gig you get to travel around.
Yeah, it is. It really is like the upper echelon.
I'd like to see a behind the scenes, maybe a movie about, because there's so many of those troops out there that do various ice shows and other shows like that. Mm-hmm. They're probably a lot, in their 20s, having a great time. There's probably a lot of, a lot of interesting activities that go on.
Absolutely.
You're just selling the hell out of this thing right now. Yeah. There's got to be some snacks they have.
A lot of interesting
personal hygiene issues.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of diversity in many ways.
Sure.
A lot of
sexually diverse.
Orifice-friendly behavior of different types.
Orifice casual.
Many orify, explode, or explored, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. If it explodes, oh, yeah, that's apparently the the Cinco de Mayo toy story. Don't eat the marmot. Let's tie it all in.
Let's tie it all in.
All right, try the marmot. I'm here all week.
James P. Connolly,
yes, sir.
A graduate of Harvard University, Marine Corps, USMC, yes. Badass.
We'll stop at Marine Corps. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was. I've never been a physically intimidating man, so I don't really. You know why I don't challenge men to fight? Because they tend to say yes.
I forget the answer to this question. I know we discussed this. Reno, no tattoos.
Yeah.
Most Marines get at least the USMC, no?
Or the Bulldog?
I really love the question you threw at the end.
Do you have a tattoo?
I have a tattoo. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. I got the USMC on my right arm.
On the arm.
I got the right arm because I figured this way would always ensure that I would keep an arm of substantial man girth. Because if you get the tattoo, there's the pressure to make it look like it could have been a Marine arm. And if you don't, you have the little skinny arm, and someone says, you were in the Marine Corps. I said, yes, let me just stretch my skin out to show you my tattoo. So you want to be this guy.
Okay, good.
So you got to have a gun. So that's what, yeah, I got that right there.
Congrats. And when were you in the Marines? What era?
I was Panama Desert Storm. Mm. And for those of you young listeners out there who don't remember, Desert Storm, shortest war in American history, very tight war, 14 days, whole thing that includes travel time, combat operations, and the parade, all inclusive, 14 days.
It's like sandals.
It was very quick. It was like sandals. Exactly.
That's a nice tight war.
It's a tight war. That's how we did it back then. Now, people are, you know, there are people who are very friendly, and they're very, you know, thank you for your service. But we can't, as Desert Storm, but we can't swap war stories with like a Vietnam veteran. I mean, what are we, what am I going to say? I was in Desert Storm, brother. It was 14 days of hell. Mm. It was hot. It was sandy. Okay, your turn. It's for me, the funny, you see, like, they have the hat in the World War II veteran. I'm like, wow, saved the world. And you see Vietnam veteran, that's amazing. And then, you know, then the hat stopped for a while because the Desert Storm, we didn't feel comfortable having hats. And then the next war broke out. I'm like, oh, people said maybe we should give them hats. I remember the first time I saw someone with a Desert Storm veteran hat. My first thought was, you made that, didn't you? You made your own hat. And then I saw a Cold War veteran. I'm like, okay, look, we need to, at some point, it's going to say peacetime war veteran. We need to stop. Yeah. Get a hat, earn a hat. Don't make your own hats.
Now, James P. Connolly is hanging with us. James P.
Yes, sir.
What was your the nature of your duties? Were you a communications officer or something?
No, I was an infantry officer.
Really?
I was a man on the ground, yes, running around in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
Well, no, it wasn't really good, but thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. No, it was a lot. And remember, I had the pleasure of going overseas with this gentleman on his first tour.
In Iraq.
I went to military. You think your stories aren't tough? I went to a military high school. I get like texts on Veterans Day. It's like, thanks for your service in high school, jackass.
Now, if we have time,
all you saw was Desert Storm.
That's right. Yes, Desert Storm.
The first time I went was with you.
Yeah, and you remember that? We were out there. Unfortunately, what they do is they think it's fun to take the comedians aside and give us weapons to shoot with. And we're out there shooting, and you know, Reno and I were both sitting on top of a Humvee, each of us side by side on a 50 cal. Behind us are the officers in charge of us, other comedians watching us. And so we begin to pull the triggers on these 50 calibers, and Reno and I are having a good time. But someone did not instruct Mr. Collier that if you don't take your finger off the trigger, it just keeps shooting. And at some point, the bullets begin to impact each other.
Oh.
So I'm next to Reno. We're on the turrets, and he's pulling the trigger, you know, like, it's so beautiful! And all of a sudden, the rounds hit each other. They ricochet, and then one of them shot back between us like a tracer round. And everyone's screaming, ceasefire. And he's like, ah!
Mr. Gatling gun. Yeah. He's back.
Wow. Fire. Like, the guy goes, he didn't say anything about automatic. Yeah, he didn't say it. I had my earphones in or whatever, and he didn't say, he goes, just keep it on semi-automatic. And I had like some 18-year-old kid beside me, and I'm like, so there's an automatic? You know, like, I didn't even, and I'm like, and I don't hear anything going on. Then all of a sudden, I ran out of ammo. I stop and look around. Everybody's lying on the ground. And I turn around behind me, and there's a fire. Remember? There was like a little fire in the
I remember.
Yeah. Wow. You don't want to be the first comedian that they list as death by friendly fire.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Reno killed in Iraq? Really? Who did he kill? Well,
you know, we
unfortunately, he was only the feature.
I can tell you this, too. When I was in Africa, I got, doing a USO thing, I got a parasite. And James P. Connolly is a legend in the stomach sickness overseas comedy. Because when you're in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I've spent some time down. On the-
I was down, too. I'm not
I was down. I was. It was so, I had, my fever was so high that we were in Bagram. And I remember being curled up, just sitting there, not wanting to be a burden on anyone. And the temperature outside was like 136 on the deck. And I had like 100. But I was freezing because it was so hot outside. And I just said, wake me up, when they say my name, do the show, and then I crawl back into my hole.
Nothing's
good
worse.
Good times. Good Nothing's times. Worse.
Well, let's get back to the news desk with Christy Lee.
The Navy Federal Credit Union news desk, by
Thank
the
you
way.
Very much.
Yes, we're very proud here.
They have my money.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Some of mine too. We're going to do Today in History on this date in 1877. The first Westminster dog show was held.
Oh. Wow. Yikes.
I didn't realize it'd been going on that long.
Well, how many dogs were in it? Five?
I wonder what kind of, I wonder how many of those breeds are still out there.
I don't know.
Yikes. There's been the problem with that is a lot of those dogs, they get so inbred.
Yeah, they're not really meant to be.
Trouble breathing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure what's had more, inbreeding. The Westminster or the Habsburgs. A little history joke for you there.
Yeah, those dogs with the lip.
Yeah.
On this date in 1976, the theme song from
Rocky,
Welcome Back, Cotter, becomes number one.
I know you don't like this, Jake. I really enjoy it. I love this song.
I love this song. Shut up.
Welcome back.
Not even trying to sing.
Your dreams were your ticket.
It's a relaxed, mellow.
John Sebastian, one of the most underrated of all songwriters.
Exactly.
I agree. John Sebastian is great.
Summer in the City.
Nashville Cats.
Great songs.
Oh, St. Louis Blues song.
Here's early John Sebastian.
Don't sully the
Thank
reputation.
You, Johnny. St.
Louis Blues. No, I hated the show Welcome Back, Cotter, but I love the song.
Welcome back to that same place that you
Really?
Well, the names
You're
are
not
changed.
Serious.
I love John Sebastian.
I do, too.
If we could just play Greatest American Hero after that, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
With Courtney Cavetti's father.
I like that song, too.
Yeah, it's great.
Joey Scarborough. Anybody?
No. I like the theme to Barney Miller.
I like the show Welcome Back, Cotter. It ended with a story. I always like that.
My Uncle Ivan or whatever he did every week.
I love
hated
that
show.
You hated Welcome Back, Cotter?
It's hard to look at Marcia Strassman.
What school in the Bronx had three guys in every class? You know, the reality was there'd be 75 kids in each class.
It's TV. Nobody wants
to
look at reality.
You
want to
focus on a core group.
Come on.
Remember who was the one guy, Horseshack?
Horseshack.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Mr. Cotter.
Remember when he got in that, they did that real boxing thing, not on the show?
Yeah.
The greatest show of all time, celebrity boxing.
And he
fought
Danny Bonaducci.
No, it was Danny Bonaducci. No, Danny Bonaducci beat up Greg Brady. No, it was, hold on. No,
Donny,
I'm not kidding.
I
used
Osmond
to
fight
drink
somebody.
And okay. cook out before the show was on.
It wasn't Screech?
It wasn't Screech?
Oh, might have been. It was Screech. And he said, don't hit me in the face. And they came out and started fighting. And in the beginning, Horseshack didn't hit him. And then Screech like took karate and popped him in the face. And
yeah, that wasn't really a match. It was a hate crime.
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci, I think, fought China.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Is that right?
A girl?
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I haven't heard much from China lately.
She's dead.
Yeah. She died.
That's right. Oh, sorry.
So is Dustin Diamond Screech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The Black China? That.
No, the wrestler.
No, yeah.
Oh,
the,
sorry, different one?
Mm-hmm. But somebody tried, they were going to get like Gary Coleman and Webster, and somebody's like, this is it, it's over.
Okay, not. I want to see
Wow.
That.
When celebrity boxing jumps the shark,
I want to see that
show. I would have
I'm in now. I want to see Webster and Gary Coleman fight.
Is Emmanuel Lewis still with us?
I don't know.
Tanya Harding beat up that Clinton, the girl that messed around with Clinton.
Monica Lewinsky?
No, before her. Jones.
Oh, Paula Jones.
Paula Jones. And Tanya Harding. And then
this show meant a lot to you.
Actually, nobody ever really brings it up. I got so excited. Nobody cared about it when it was
on. I thought this topic ended like 30 seconds ago. And then there was that thing.
I saw an opening. No one ever would talk about it.
Luckily, we have the foremost expert on celebrity boxing.
I did it, man. I would grill out. It was like a pregame. I loved it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.